when we first started talking, you mentioned how the neighborhood used to be more cohesive.
Yeah. Community.
Can you describe more of
that? Neighborhood. Everybody knew everybody. You know, and everybody, a lot of people would help you out. Especially when I was younger, and that was during the Second World War, and Jimmy Shea was mayor, and Ralph Hawking was the sheriff of Walkerville. And I'm walking down on Dunn Street, going the other direction than the house, and Jimmy Shea pulled over, and he said, "Where are you going?" He said, "You know, the curfew just rang." And I said, "I'm going home." He said, "You better, you're going to jail." The jail is still down the city hall. It looks like it's, did you ever see it? It looks like it's out of the 1800s and Bill Hickok and Wyatt Earp. It's got a little hole like that, you look out. That scared the death out of me, you know, being that young. And I headed home. Yeah.
And what other families, you know, are up here that were close with your family?
Well, at that time, you know, years back, now we're talking about, there was the Marqueros. Robert, like I said, we got in a tuff down there at the corner of Toboggan and Maine going to school. But his brother Tommy was kind of ornery, but he was also more or less like on the intellectus. He liked classical music, played the piano, classical stuff. But he also went on to become the first doctor that did a kidney transplant. And he was ornery enough to do it.